This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The homicide of a San Luis Valley man has state investigators asking the public for any information related to the case. 78-year-old Charles William Bill McClure was found dead in his home last December. There is a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says details that may seem insignificant could be the missing piece needed to solve the case. They say an anonymous tip line is also available. Earth's warming climate is changing the way diseases spread through water, including in Colorado. CPR health reporter John Daly reports researchers believe better tracking and preparation will help prevent illness from spreading.
CU Anschutz researchers reviewed studies on how higher temperatures, flooding, heavy rainfall, drought, and extreme weather can lead to increases in waterborne diseases. Beth Carlton is the study co-author. She says for Coloradans, it means greater risks from things like bacteria and viruses.
You know, there's really a need to build the surveillance infrastructure to be able to detect them and respond quickly and effectively.
She advocates for better monitoring and tracking. She says that can help stop the spread of infections like the one that recently caused intestinal illnesses in dozens of states. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A flash flood warning remains in effect for the Aspen Acres burn scar west of Pueblo. It expires at 6:15 tonight. The National Weather Service's areas that may experience flash flooding include Rye, Colorado City, and Beulah. Grand Junction is going to see a return to hot weather tomorrow with temps hovering around 100 degrees. This is CPR News.